Sorry, sensitive images, but in reality, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Hello, all my love. A grateful to God greeting. Today, the 17th, early morning, I kept waiting to have a meeting with the King of Youth, but it didn't happen. And then there was a big, long horn sound. It's not exactly a horn, it's just very elegant. There's no other sound would be fitting it, so I just say it's a horn. It's a high tone sound. It's not a normal horn like you blow a normal horn with a handmade cow horn or something like that. So I requested why is the meeting not taking place. So the Peace King told me something like, you are worshipped by the poor people. So as usual, this was repeated many times by different sources. So I said, as usual again, please, please just worship God. Please tell whoever worships me, just worship God. I don't feel worthy, even though we are reunited with God Almighty. But in my humble worldly opinion, I'm just a very small straw. And then after that, God, our Mapa told me that the reason we don't have any more scheduled meetings for different kings from faraway plains at the moment is because this is his quote, his words. Loving daughter, because peace is here and thus
for world peace.
You are feeling the world's karma deadly.
Already.
So we stopped the meeting with kings of faraway plains until you recover. Unquote.
I truly feel very, very. I down and under. But I'm still here for you. Do not worry so much.
I would try to gather all the talks between the kings of faraway lands and myself.
We have like 3 or 4 already. Sorry, I can't remember much at the moment. But I will send you the first of this batch, and then we will continue further with whatever recording note that I have gathered for you. I think it's better I record here and there with my voice and try to listen to it afterward and write it down. Or maybe you could help me write these broken notes and send it back to me so I will remember more of the details. Then we can make a bigger note, you know, out of it, or some essential info for you. Thank you, my love. Please be patient. I thank God for all these opportunities, privileges, to be able to talk to all the kings possible from very, very far away lands.
Up to date, one of them is even Zealand's light years from here.
Okay, my dear love, we still continue working, okay, as much as we can to help save this planet and her co-inhabitants. I thank you all for your loving help. May God let you feel His love forever. My love to you also has no limit. Thanks to God's grace. Amen.
Today, 20th of June, 2026. There is extraordinary news that I could not believe myself. I don't even dare to talk about it. I worry it might disappear. Should I? I just say it for myself then, so I don't forget. Papa just told me, after some heavenly music, to wake me up. I've been meditating for peace to last long, for people to be more benevolent. Oh, I'm so tired. Mapa said, "All peace is here." I asked what the music is for. Because every time some music comes, special music, not the Kuan Yin usual music, not the Kuan Yin usual melody, but very special music. You know it when it comes. No such music in this world. It's very special. You cannot not know it. And after the music was there, I knew there was something, some message for me. For my worldly brain, worldly mind to recognize heaven's will, heaven's message, or heaven's instruction, or heaven's words of comfort. So today, Amarpa told me that world peace is here. I thought to myself, I heard that many times before, but it didn't always happen. Except recently, we had peace with Iran, which was great, but I still dare not fully be jumpily happy, because I worry it might not last again. But this time it seems to be lasting, and we will do extra running for lasting world peace. Dedicate some running meditation hours for world peace, so it will last according to the advice from the latest king that we have talked to yesterday, King Sai. Now, do you remember, as he said, that the old secret formula for world peace has lost some of its effect. So peace will last. So Kuan Yin meditation will help it. So now, of course, I have been told before that even Russia and Ukraine peace will come. But I could hardly believe the report. Well, today I hope it really comes. So I'm going to ask now whether it or what will happen. Just confirmation, more confirmation, details. Yeah, June 2026, early morning. Still, I'm hesitant whether or not to tell you all about this, because many times I thought I could tell you and then it didn't happen. But I guess I have nothing to lose. The world is like that. Anyway, whether or not they will listen to my advice or my sincere expression for peace to happen, and that peace is happening, I'm not sure the world listens to me. Many times, the bird people came to leave a message, and all kinds of kings and divine gods and goddesses will say things like, "You will be worshipped by the world people, you are worshipped by the world people, you are loved by the world people." I was laughing a little bit, saying, if they don't kill me or harm me in any way, I will be so grateful to God already, not to talk about any other positive attitude toward me. Up to now, the country that I sacrificed most for is a country there's many people who copy my teachings, copy my words,
in order to delude people outside there for money and fame, hurting even teenagers and slandering me to no end, whether or not they have been under my wings or just outside. Oh, so it's very difficult for me to believe anything that's positive for me. It's not that I don't believe the good message, it's just humanity's heart changed so fast. The karma is very, very slippery. Today good, tomorrow not. It just makes one kind of feel dizzy. Huh? So I just hope now it really happened, that world peace really came, at least for the people to be able to get on with their lives without fearing tomorrow. At least the children will go to school knowing that they're safe, and the children know that they're safe to come back home in one piece. At least for you, my believers, and myself, we also will have peace. We'll not have to cry every day for the suffering of humanity in all this foolishness of atrocity. At least you and I we just have to kneel and thank God and not have to cry for anything else, not have to beg like poorest of the poor beggars for world peace. So that our heart will not cry with blood anymore. And then we will just pray more for world vegan, for the poor, innocent animal people who suffer so much, so much, that we don't even dare to look at the images of their pain, the image of their humans, soulless, ignorant atrocities
against
the helpless, defenseless souls that live on the same planet that God gave to all of us.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.